Tonight, we discuss the brand new cast of BB23 and the first night of competitions. Will the first HOH take the gamble? We also discuss a new competition and the nominations. Will the HOH go with the girls or the meatheads? But first, please welcome your hosts, Adam and Patty. Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, well, okay.
And, I'm sorry. Were you guys having a conversation?
Yes, we were. Archer was just saying what a wonderful ventriloquist you are, because when that opening was playing, he didn't see your lips move.
Yeah, I pre-record. I do better
with
that.
You were late tonight?
Well, no, I was late because I thought we were going to use the old link, and I didn't realize it wasn't working until... I had already clicked on it.
The old link isn't working.
No, I clicked on it and it didn't work for me. And then I checked my email and all of you meatheads said,
Oh, it's not working.
Well, this is going to be a short episode, folks.
I just sent you guys the pictures, but the only thing you have to change is Christy is now Claire.
So, hi, Fatty.
Thank you, Archer.
Hi.
How are you?
I am. Well, I'm a full-fledged pensioner.
Congratulations. Yay.
Thank you.
I don't know. I thought you were already retired. What does that mean?
I am retired, but now I am on Social Security.
Oh, you weren't before? How were you living? Were you just blowing guys for money? Or like, what was the...
Yeah, that's what I was doing. He's not poor.
Okay. Okay. Well,
congratulations. I live within my means. Thank you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I know you don't.
Well, welcome.
Congratulations on getting old, Big Fatty.
Thank you. And coming from you, that means nothing.
Well, speaking of getting old.
You're old, too.
We're joined by
Who isn't retired in this thing here? Oh, well, the retirees.
Oh, this
outnumber the non-retirees.
It was myself, it was Sam, and it was Chris. And I think it's, no, the retirees outnumber. Anyway, Faye, how are you?
That sounded like I just said that. Anyway.
Hello, everybody. And thank you, Adam, for having me on your show.
Although there were issues with you getting on tonight.
You're welcome. I'm still trying to figure out how you can't get an email on one device, but you can on the other. But we'll talk about that.
Well, you should have heard the things he was saying about you when you hung up.
No, of course not. By the way, Fatty, no, it was four. There are four retirees on the call and only three non-retirees. So you were wrong.
That's what I said. The retirees outnumber the non-retirees.
Well, I can't.
Go back and listen to the
tape. You don't listen.
Hi, Moose. How are you?
Let's go back and listen to the tape.
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
It's fantastic.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting again.
Oh, please.
We're just catching up for not recording this past Monday.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you, Moose. I know it's hot in your attic there, or whatever room you're
miserable.
In. So I hope you don't sweat too much while we're recording. But I don't know.
But I like a hot daddy.
Oh, thank you. There you go.
Thank you.
Well, he was gonna get naked if it was either turn the fan on or get naked, and he chose
to turn the fan on.
So
no worry, Fatty.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
We all know that Fatty is just going to spend all of his Social Security money on poppers and spicy Cheez-Its.
No, I'm going to make extra house payments and pay off the villa early.
Oh, you're so responsible.
Aren't I, though?
He was already making extra payments with the money that he doesn't spend on text message plan for his phone. So, you know,
Correct. That's
another thing. Anyway, Chris, it's so nice of you to join us this evening. I'm glad you could
be bothered. I'm glad you could be bothered to send us the Zoom link.
And didn't get called away on business tonight. I didn't realize workers for 7-Eleven really could get called away for business. But,
you know, somebody's got to blow out the Slurpee machine every once in a while.
Oh,
so.
God. Ouch. Out or off?
Well, depends on the evening.
And speaking of blowing off the Slurpee machine, we're also joined by Sam in the Hinterlands. Hello, Sam.
Wow.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, Sam. I have
operated Slurpee machines, but not in that way.
Oh.
Well, I think we all have because they're self-service, aren't they? I mean, you go in.
Well, they
you,
are now. I meant back well, in the
thank heaven.
You slurp your own Slurpee.
Did you, 7-Eleven.
Did you do that trick from Reddit where you turn the lid upside down so you can load your cup up with more Slurpee? You
know I about saw that?
No.
Okay. Well, never mind. But I have a question for you.
Oh, you know, see, I was thinking of an icy. And the ICs are, I don't know if you know a difference between the icy and the Slurpee.
No.
One's icy and one is Slurpee.
Well, the icy is the fluffy one that you can actually fill it all. It's kind of like a foam, like a frozen foam. And you can fill it all the way.
That's the Slurpee.
No, that's the Slurpee.
No, that's an icy.
No, the icy has little tiny bits of ice in it.
No. Yes. No, it is not. Yes. No, look it up. Google it. Yes. I swear to you. You can.
I swear you're wrong.
No. Big Brother?
Slurpee is the little ice balls, and icy is the fluffy one.
No, it's not.
It is most certainly.
It certainly is not.
Slurpee is fluffy.
I want one of those. Right. One of the listeners to. Anyway, welcome, Sam. And we're also joined, last but certainly not least, by Archer. Hello.
By the argumentative Archer and his 34 computers that aren't being used.
That's true.
Well,
but Archer is our is now to be termed our research department for Big Brother. But first,
I don't know. I do have a lot of notes that I've written down here, but
oh.
I tell you, I follow these Twitter feeds, and they are at it all day long. They just constantly, because they're watching the feeds live. So I get all kinds of information, but I've forgotten half of it. So,
oh, well, CRS.
Exactly.
So, I was reading an article. This is very important. We were all wrong. So an icy and a Slurpee are exactly the same thing. They are both frozen carbonated beverages that are fluffy because of the carbonation. The one that is ice pellets is a slushy. So it's different. So the slushy is frozen ice pellets. The Slurpee and the icy are both frozen carbonated beverages.
Can be in store does the slushy then?
The slushy is why that's one of those that it had the polar bear on it was the mascot. There's like
no,
a polar bear
the
with
icy.
The
icy.
Yeah, that's the icy.
Oh yeah.
Slush puppy had the dog.
Okay, well, why don't we talk
and
about
if
Big Brother?
Knows about a slush puppy. It's Sam.
Would
and
be
the
me. Dogs. Oh yes. Good heavens. I have three sleeping dogs now, which we are letting.
Are they slushy?
No. But one of them has horrible gas.
Oh, so do I tonight.
Oh, well, you'll know what it's like to be at Big Fatty's.
Yeah.
Okay.
His soon to be paid off because of Social Security villa.
Not soon, but quicker. So.
All right. So do we want to start talking about Big Brother?
Oh, well, what a
is that why we're here?
Is that what this show's about?
I think so. So who's the summarizer tonight? Is that Faye or Sam? Oh, it's Sam. Right. Okay, Sam, you want to kick us off?
Like. All right. Oh, this is still cast. Da, 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 da. Episode 1. First of all, we need to talk about that dress that Julie was wearing.
Moose is our but first fashion expert.
Actually, I like the dress. It was a nice, it was a very muted red, which and very slinky. I mean, she looked good in it.
I thought so also.
Showed her figure off.
I actually commented it was a very nice dress.
Yes, it was pretty.
And the shoes.
Kind of a gold sparkly. I don't know how on earth women walk in such high heels.
Very, with great difficulty.
She manages.
Hey, would you like to tell us how you walk in high heels?
Who?
You!
You.
Oh.
Didn't you dress up in high heels before? Gashella or whatever?
Gashella? Yeah, no, she was Gashella Firenze. Gashella was more of a pumps girl or a flats girl.
Ah.
You know, she had to walk across the desert. So.
Mm.
Okay. She had very.
But I did notice that Julie was still wearing that stupid cross. I had crosses.
Saw that also.
So anyway, but otherwise, great outfit.
Yeah, lovely. It fit well. It was just, yes, gorgeous dress.
Well, I mean, it really showed off her figure. I mean, she's a pretty lady.
Yes, it fit well. It was well fitted to her body. It was just, yeah, very nice intro dress there. And so then we learned that we're going to meet the people going into the house in groups of four. We have groups to get to a total of 16. So we have two groups of four men and two groups of four women. And the first group of four men is Travis, Xavier, Frenchie,
Derek.
And Big Derek.
Yeah.
Derek F, yeah.
Yeah, Derek F.
Big D, and, he calls himself now.
And we they are, do we want to talk about everybody as a character as we go, or do we want to save up, or how do we want to talk about all these people?
Can we first talk about, we got a very introductory look at the house when they went in, and can we just say that the house is much more mature looking? It's not garish like it usually is. It's a very, I quite like the house with the exception of some rooms.
When they show the shot of the living room from like above, from behind the couches or whatever, those couches look so long.
Mm-hmm. House is pretty this year.
It is nice. I like it very much.
I love all the blue.
And I like the silly bubble wall. The one where the wall is all curved and it looks like it's made out of balls. It's all bubbly, the surface.
And the diary room is neon circles in the background. I quite like the diary room shots.
I don't know if I would say less garish. I mean, I like the house, but isn't there a room that literally has stacked? It's got a table, but it's stacked poker chips, and there's LED lights and fabric ceiling and all of this stuff. One of the rooms. I mean, that's pretty garish.
Where the chess game is.
Yeah, where the chess game is. And I don't know. I think it's, I mean, you may be right. It may be a little more muted than normal, but in general, I don't know that it still would be something you'd have in your own home.
Yeah, but the past Big Brother houses have been just like a barfing of a Pantone paint shop with, there's just, they threw all the paint colors everywhere. It's always been sort of over the top. And this is much, I just refer to it as more mature. It's subtle. Except for the occasional room, it's just more, it's not pushing the bound. Well, it is pushing the boundaries of good taste really in many ways, but it's just not so over the top and brash.
This was a silly thing for me to notice, but I feel like the island has always been solid, and you would, I felt like there was cabinets or something under the island in the past, and this island it's just a top with legs and you can see underneath it. I don't know, it's a silly thing to notice, but I noticed it.
The thing that is the biggest change is they did away with that downstairs lounge that was right next to between the kitchen and the bathroom, and now that is the indoor gymnasium.
Okay, no more talking and spying in the lounge room.
And I believe it's open to the hall, isn't it? It's like, it's not, there's no door.
I hadn't seen that part yet, but I believe you're correct.
So
that the gym and the bathroom are considered the spa.
So do we want to go through? I can go through the list of players if we want to do that. By the way, I want to mention the Butt First app. For all of our listeners, if you go on your Android or iOS device, if you look for Butt First in your app store, you can download. No, you can't get it in the app store. What am I saying? Just go to buttfirstpodcast.com and it'll load as an app on your device. And then depending on whether you're iOS or Android, you can pin it to your screen. So as an app. So it's a mobile web app. And it will be updated with all the teams, the cast information, and all the points and all that good stuff again this year. But I will talk about the cast. We have Aja. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She is 30, and she's from Baltimore, and she is a director of sales operations. So
she's some skinny girl, too.
She is.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's beautiful.
Yeah, really pretty. She says, it says, what are you most excited about living inside the Big Brother house? She's really looking forward to hopefully competing in OTEV. She's a beast at musical chairs, so she hopes to get that veto in the bag.
Okay, I'm going to say let's not read everything about everybody or we'll be here until next Monday.
You don't want to be here till 1 in the morning? We have Christian.
No, I've just give us the name, age, and what they do.
We have Christian.
Or where they're from.
Christian Birkenberger. And he's blue-eyed, curly-haired guy who's a contractor assistant. He's 23, and he's from Harwinton, Connecticut.
He's a hottie.
Then we have Hannah Chada. She is 21, and she's from Chicago, and she is a graduate student.
And then, I like Hannah.
Then we have a flight attendant, Brent Champagne. He's 28, and he is from Cranston, Rhode Island.
And he's the best-looking guy on that show.
What?
He's very fit.
He's pretty good looking. I mean, I wouldn't mind having him assign my seat, so to speak.
Douchebag.
We also have Brittany D'Angelo. She is 24. She is from Niagara Falls, New York, and she is a kindergarten teacher. And did she say she's autistic? Did I hear that? Or
I think so. Yes. She said something like, yeah. She was something that she was like all proud that she had overcome.
Exactly. That was the thing that she had to overcome in her adulthood. Yeah. Now, is she a lesbian?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know yet.
Okay. I'm not sure that they said.
I thought one girl did announce that she was bi.
Sarah Beth.
That wasn't her.
No, Sarah Beth. Claire is bi.
I think Sarah Beth is too.
Sarah Beth is a lesbian.
Yeah.
She says, all the way. Okay.
My girlfriend.
Oh, she
I
did,
miss
yeah.
my girlfriend back mm-hmm. home.
Oh, that's right.
And then, of course, Big D
is gay. Yeah, right. And speaking of Big D,
do we know that though? Because
he said,
he said
he is.
On the opening show, he was like, girl.
Yeah, his name is Derek Frazier. He's 29 years old, and he's from Philadelphia, and he is a safety officer.
And I wonder if he might be gay too.
No, he is. That's what we were just talking about.
Derek X? No,
Derek I said Derek Frazier.
Oh, sorry.
Big Derek.
Oh, my
Big
God.
D.
Will you turn up your bell tone?
We also have Brandon Frenchie French. He is a 34-year-old farmer from Clarksville, Tennessee.
I believe one of our co-hosts here is from that area also.
One of your co-hosts
probably
knows a
couldn't
little
be
something
bothered
about
to
that.
Tell us that.
Do you know him? Were you guys neighbors? You know Frenchie?
No.
Okay.
He's from a different part of Tennessee, close to where I'm living now, actually, but apparently is currently in Clarksville.
Can we say a little bit about his bad taste in clothing?
No kidding.
Ugh. Well, they probably dress him for the part, though. You think? Yeah. Because he's a farmer, and so they're like, okay, you've got to wear overalls. And
is he used?
But
when they showed him on at his house, he was dressing the same way.
Yes, he was.
Right. Chris, just out of curiosity, when he moved, did he take the last train to Clarksville?
I believe he did.
Okay.
Somebody met him at the station. Yeah.
Next on the list, we have Travis Long. I do. It's the Monkees.
Oh,
take
you do?
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. I don't know the rest of the words. Da 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 da. Hey, 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 hey. Anyway, Travis Long is 22. I used to watch the Monkees, actually. He is currently living in Honolulu, Hawaii. He's from Austin, Texas, and he is a tech sales consultant.
Did you hear what he said with the group when he said, I made enough money from my tech business that I can now live in Hawaii?
Mm-hmm. He's probably a customer service agent for a tech company, and he was able to work remotely because of COVID. He's like, oh yeah, I made my millions, whatever. Okay,
Travis has my vote for being the most attractive in the cast, by the way.
Oh,
I agree.
I really liked his shirt, the shirt that he wore on the opening show. I really liked.
He looked like he could work at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. With that shirt, yeah.
Uh-huh. Alyssa Lopez is a swimwear designer from Sarasota, Florida, and she is 24 years old.
And a psychopath.
See, I liked her.
Do you? I think she's cuckoo magoo.
Oh, see, I think that about Sarah Beth.
Oh,
I agree with that.
There is no doubt in anybody's mind that Sarah Beth is cuckoo magoo.
I disagree with that.
She's the sewer, the seamstress, and the cosplayer.
Oh, she makes a high school band outfit and marches around, and then she's dressed as I don't know what.
Some people
Dorothy
like cosplay
from the Wizard of Oz on the opening show.
Yeah, it's called cosplay.
All right. Well, we also have Tiffany Mitchell, who is 40 years old, and she is from Detroit. And she is a phlebotomist.
Team Tiffany all the way.
And she's the single mom.
Yeah. She is a single mom, yes.
Who walks her cat.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. we also have, okay, I actually didn't catch how he pronounced his name. Is it Xavier?
Okay.
Yes. Xavier Prather.
As opposed to what?
I guess, how else would you say it?
I guess Javier Xavier. Would be a J, wouldn't
Javier,
it?
Javier, yeah.
Or Javier.
I've always heard
it
pronounced Xavier, not Xavier.
Yeah.
But he pronounces it Xavier.
Yeah, there are many different ways. See there?
Okay, well, excuse me.
27 years old. He's also a fine cut of a man.
He had some gayish mannerisms on the show. Or he moved, or he said something, or I don't remember what it was, but there was oh yeah, uh-huh.
He is from Milwaukee. He's an attorney, although he doesn't want people, I don't know why people who are smart don't want people to know they're smart. It's ridiculous to me. So what is he pretending he is? Like a, I can't remember. He's not telling people he's an attorney.
He's a bartender.
Oh yeah, a bartender.
He's really a lawyer, right. But he's pretending to be a bartender.
Next we have Claire Rafus. She is 25 and she's from New York City. It says she's an AI engineer, but I swear on the episode, I heard her say she's a QA engineer. I used to be a QA engineer, so I picked up on that. But
now she's the one that replaced,
Christy, the bald girl,
Christy, yeah. That had the bald head. Cause she has propecia or.
Alopecia.
Okay. Well, I knew it was some kind of pecia.
So we have we also have Sarah, aka Crazy Magoo Stegall or Stegall.
Let me just say one thing about Christy.
Oh yeah.
The reason she did not make it on the show is because she tested positive for COVID on the day that they had to make the decision, but then 2 days later she tested negative for COVID. Mm. Just little information.
Ouchies. That's bad.
That's what you call a Fauci ouchie. Yeah.
and she was vaccinated, so.
Yes.
Sarah is 27. She is a forensic scientist. And also doesn't want people to know that she's a forensic scientist.
She said she's a voice actor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Actually, that's believable because she has a voice that you would think. She might be a voice actress, but
I think her voice teeters on annoying.
She sounds like the nanny.
Oh, it goes clear over into it for me.
What happened?
She's originally from Boiling Springs, South Carolina, but she is currently living in Fort Myers, Florida. She is a lesbian. We have Whitney Williams, who is a 30-year-old makeup artist from Portland, Oregon. Anything to say on her?
Poor Whitney in that blue dress. She looked like
a pig in a blanket.
You know, She, you know how when you buy a tube of biscuits and you flap them on the counter and they split open and the dough starts oozing out? That's what it looked like in that dress.
I agree. She gained some chunk in that time before she took that picture.
Yeah, she, how do you the, really the girl feel? Was stress much? Eating. Oh. Yeah, the girl was stress eating during lockdown.
Next, we have the guy that I find the most attractive. We have Derek Zhao, who is 24, and he's a startup founder, and he is currently living in New York, but he's from Baltimore. So.
Now, he's the one who I think might also be gay.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think they said, but I could see that.
And he's tall.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's it's interesting. Skinny. I noticed the stupidest things, but I went through all the photos today because I was loading up the app with photos. And I don't know how they make their decisions because most of the guys fill up the entire frame of the photos. And then Derek, he's in his whole body's like right in the middle, but most of the guys, their shoulders fill up the entire photo. I don't know. It probably is neither here nor there, but I just, again, stupid things. And
yeah,
you know,
I'd agree that was
the table with no, you know. Last but not least, we have Kyland Young, who is a 29-year-old account executive from Venice Beach, California.
Did you notice he has his fingernails painted?
Oh no, I didn't.
A nice lime green or color, a light green.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now Faye's interested.
Yeah, I was suspicious of him.
I don't think, you know, I'm officially old, I guess. So I don't know what the youngins do nowadays, but I thought painting your fingernails was more common nowadays, no matter what
it is.
No matter what your sexuality is.
Right. I don't think that means he's gay. He just likes to paint his nails.
Yeah. And in fact, they get so bored in the house, a lot of them end up painting their nails before the season ends anyway. The girls do makeup and nails and all kinds of stuff on them, so. That is our cast, ladies and gentlemen. So there we go.
So, Sam, you going to take over again? Are we going to talk about this first competition?
Yes, let's. The first competition was in groups of four, and it was to figure out who was going to get to compete for HOH. And I thought it was a really good competition because what you basically did was slid panels of glass, plexiglass, with designs on them stacked in a way to make a design.
Right, like a layered. You had to match
your stack. Your stack had to match the target design, and there was only one correct way to do that. And I thought it was good because it didn't necessarily rely on physical prowess or strength, but it didn't necessarily rely on total brains either as much as it did the coordination of the depth. You know, it was a good contest, I thought. And we had four groups of four. The first, the other big thing about these competitions is that it was told you have immediately will have the power to change the game. We all got teased with that was going to be part of the HOH this time around, or this competition. First group was Travis, Xavier, Frenchie, and Big Derek, who is now Big D. And in that group, Frenchie won, which, oh yeah, you know.
But that means he also becomes the leader of that group,
well,
right?
he becomes a team leader. But,
team leader, yeah.
Yeah, but later on.
Also, can I just say that when each of the four groups came in and greeted Julie, nobody was wearing masks. Julie, no, it wasn't. And the contestants are not masked. That's we're true. All going to die.
Well, they were all vaccinated.
Yeah, I did notice that. And yeah, I thought they are all vaccinated, right? So
I thought some of them were quite feminine.
I would just like to say I just got my second Fauci ouchie about two days ago. And just because you're double vaxxed doesn't mean you can't get the virus.
That's
Wear
true.
Your mask.
That's true.
How's your arm?
It was sore and And I was sick for a wee little bit, but I'm okay now.
How's your head?
It has cleared up.
That's what I'm supposed to say. What was wrong no complaints. With your
head? Headache. Mr. Anderson was sick as a dog.
It's also a joke. How's your head? No complaints. Go ahead.
That's so bad.
All right. So the second group was, it's Aza? Aza?
Aza?
I think it's Aza.
Oh, is it Aza? Okay.
Aza, Brittany, Alyssa, and Whitney. And Whitney won. And then the third group was Brent, Christian, small Derek, who is now just Derek, and Kylan. And again, we got teased right here with, we are going to force the house guests to play in a way they never expected. And gosh, what could that be? And then we have the fourth group, which is Hannah, Claire, Sandy? It can't be Sandy. Oh, Sandra?
Sarah.
Thank you. Can't read my own handwriting. And Tiffany. And in that group, Claire won.
So do you... on these type of games, do you guys think it makes sense? Mark is always saying to me, what they should do is lay them down on the floor and solve it first on the floor and then put it in the thing. And most of them go right for putting it in the frame or whatever it is. And there are other types of competitions that are similar. I don't know that it made much of a difference in those. I did notice a couple of people doing it that way, and then some of them were putting them in. I don't know which would be faster, but...
I agree with Mark.
Okay. But the other thing I notice about these live shows, they need to put in some laugh tracks or some clapping or something in there, because it is so...
no audience.
There is no audience, I think. They need to... But it's so quiet. It is so... I don't know if you guys noticed, but the live versus the... I feel like maybe when they really do have an audience, there's some noise from the audience, like in between when they're doing transitions and scene changes and stuff like that. Cause it just feels so quiet during COVID when they, I don't know, they need to put a laugh track in there or something. Some clapping.
Yeah. I think our podcast needs a laugh track.
Yeah. You put that on your Rodecaster Pro.
Thank you.
Oh no, that's the wrong one for you. Sorry, that's the one for you. Anyway, I think they need some noise, because
you know, then if they do it, he goes, "That is so annoying. I do not know why they do that."
No, I wouldn't. It's too quiet. It is too quiet. I just feel like it's too quiet. There's not enough excitement.
And did anybody notice how the third group or the second group of boys, the third group overall, they were all turned the wrong way? They weren't facing the camera for their competition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they were looking at what they were supposed to be matching it to.
Yeah, they were cheating, I think.
Did you also notice, because I know it was shown on, I think, the second episode, that Frenchie was working those guys after the first group up on the balcony? He was already strategizing and talking and...
Working those guys, you mean?
No, not like that.
All right, those of you who were waiting on the laugh track there, I'm sorry, we did not have it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get through the four competitions with the plexiglass, and then Julie tells everybody they have to draft a team. So each of the four winners of each of these four competitions, they all get placed on their little pedestal. And we learn about these four teams, the aces, the kings, the queens, and the jokers. Not the jacks, but the jokers. And each particular winner is assigned one of these monikers. And they have to start picking teams. So... we should lay out who the teams are, Sam.
Yeah, they had an interesting way of picking the teams, which I thought was a way to sort of force random chance the way you want it to go, if you like, a bit. because instead of just having everybody line up and you the way that we all did in grade school, what they did is they showed a slot machine, and each team captain got two pictures, you know, a picture of two other players, and got to choose between those two. So basically, they threw up, say, a picture of Brent and Travis. And Whitney for Team Aces decided to pick Brent after she heard the same little video clips that we've all heard in various places about these people. And so that's how they did it until they got to where there were, you know, it was obvious who the other places would go. And so Team Joker is Frenchie's team. And that is Azza, Brittany, and Big D. And I like that team a lot. I think that team is going places. Team Aces is Brent and Derek X and Hannah with Whitney as their captain. Team Kings has Christian of the Pretty Hair as their captain. And is Alyssa and Xavier and Tiffany.
No, Sarah Ruth, I thought it was.
Oh, Sarah Beth. Alyssa versus Tiffany. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you very much. It was Sarah Beth, and that was because they were the last two, and it was obvious that, you know, anyway, yeah. And then Claire is Team Queens, and she has Kylan, Tiffany, and Travis.
Yeah, and they said that they had to have two boys and two girls, or two men and two women.
Yes.
They couldn't.
And my favorite part of all of this is Travis was picked last.
And that always comes up in the following show.
I always feel bad for the ones who are picked last. I think, oh, you must feel like such a loser to be. And I know that would be me. I'd be picked dead last.
Yeah, but he's good looking and young and
true.
Muscular,
comp beast, and the last to be picked.
Sweaty, fills out his shorts.
I thought it was
has muscles.
I thought
has
it was
gorgeous hair.
I didn't notice he filled out his shorts. Now I'm gonna have to go
could
back
warm
and look.
My bed. Could do all kinds of things for me.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Oh dear God.
So now we have the team set up. And we move on to the first head of household competition. And this is when we learn that the grand prize has grown, and we find that out, but I don't think that's not where the players find out yet.
Right. We're teased.
Right. We're teased with that. And we then learn that anytime one of your team members is HOH, the whole team is safe. So we learn about the competition, and it is a team competition where the captain has to take these triangular pieces of a card house, and it's, you know, irregular pieces of triangular card stacked. So it's a balancing game, basically, of irregular polyhedrons on a sling. Because the other three teammates have to hold the sling so that you can stack your pieces on the thing.
You know, irregular polyhedron on a sling is a Big Fatty stripper name. So I don't know if anybody knew that.
Say, you know, at the horror.
They're basically like Tetris pieces, and you have to build a triangle out of the Tetris pieces while your teammates hold a skinny rack up.
A sling, basically. I was just going to say, the Christian's team, I felt like he did a really good job putting the thing together. And then every time he would leave and go to hit the button, his team would drop the thing. I felt like it was entirely his team's fault that they lost, because he would get it all built up and then two steps away from him, and it's just boom on the floor.
They were unable to keep that thing level. That was the big issue.
I think a big part of that was Sarah being weak, because if you noticed, her end kept dropping.
I didn't notice whose end was dropping, but I just noticed the triangle kept hitting the ground. So
yeah.
I noticed.
Well, as you get older, your end will drop. So
this is true. Let
you know. You need to distract them, Fanny.
I did notice that Frenchie's team worked really well together. That team is going places because they got their act together and they just did what needed done. They figured out that the secret to avoiding the cards, which was the, they had big cardboard cards falling at regular intervals to try to knock the house down. If you were holding your, if you were holding it up too high, the card would come and knock it down. So they figured out that you had to hold it close to the ground. And they did that really well, and the team was really stable, and they were getting good feet. Never mind. I need to shut up. I was real impressed with their teamwork.
The problem with that team of Frenchies is that they have Frenchie on their team, which we learn in the second episode what the issue with Frenchie is.
I didn't get all the way through the second episode before we started recording. I got as far as Frenchie and Brent hooking up and having a tender moment.
Oh, dear God. Not that again.
Well, so Frenchie's team won.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that made him the head of household.
That made him the head of household, yeah.
But with power comes risk.
Yeah. So we learn about, I don't remember now which came first, but I just want to say about the amount of money. I felt like none of them seemed very impressed. So she's like, we're going to add another $250,000. And they're like, woo.
It should have been $500,000.
I know. Why? I do not understand why Big Brother can't do a million. Survivor does a million or more. I think they did 2 million on one of the Survivor seasons.
And CBS has plenty of money.
$250,000 for sweeps week. They're saving it for later in the season.
Oh, I don't know. But I don't know why they can't do a million. But they didn't seem all that impressed to me. I mean, they were happy, but they just needed to do a million. And then, but then we get our first risk versus reward.
Yes,
no, brother.
Yes, we do. And, also we find out that the last place team in the card house building competition is going to be the first have-nots, and we are really focusing on have-nots this season. They showed us later the slop and the beds and the all of that, but we find out that the last place, that's how they're picking it, is the last place team is going to be the first four of those. And then after all of that, and Frenchie is the new HOH, they say, all right, you can go double or nothing. This is your first risk versus reward challenge. And the deal is that your team all has a week of safety, but you can gamble it away for 2 weeks of safety. And I thought the best, now Frenchie did do a smart thing here. He interrupted her to say, do we keep the 1 week no matter what? And I thought, yes, that was good. But the deal was that you are supposed to toss these foam rubber dice from a distance and land both of them on a small platform table. And if you do that in a certain amount of time, which as I recall was 45 seconds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Your team gets 2 weeks of safety. But if you don't do it, you are no longer head of household and your team is no longer safe. And Claire, who is the captain of the second place team, will become head of household. So, of course, they cut to commercial break right there. Do we want to discuss this new twist on this plot? Yes, Faye, please.
Okay, there were a lot of rules with this thing. I wasn't even able to absorb them all. But the short, which is fine, whatever. Why wouldn't you take this deal? Because what is the value of being the first HOH? Everyone seems to be so intent on being the first HOH. And if I'm not the HOH now, I'm going to lose the game. Like, why wouldn't you take that risk? And if you lose it, no, great. Then the pressure is off of me. I did my best. I represented for my team. I would have consulted with my team and said, do you want to do this or not? But he just said, no, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. And
he consulted with his team.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, I think the team aspect was the clever part, because if he was just doing it for himself, that's one thing. But the fact that his decision was not just going to affect himself, it was going to affect the safety of three other people, that would have immediately put a target on his back if he had unilaterally gone for it and lost. So,
but you know what he said, though? He said, this is for my family, so I'm not going to do it. Didn't he say that?
I'm missing my family. Been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm missing my family. Yeah. So, like, he didn't want to risk it because he wanted to be head of household so he can get a family letter, I guess.
What does a letter say after 2 weeks? You know? I mean,
if you don't know your family loves you, then.
I don't know.
Do you have something to say?
Well, I didn't know. Were they quarantined at all beforehand?
They must have been.
Yeah. I'm sure he missed his sheep.
So then maybe it's like 2 or 3 weeks later.
Okay, but so 2 or 3 weeks on a game that's 70 weeks long. How long is this game? It's like
3 months.
We'll go till like mid-September.
Yeah, 3 months.
So, 3 months. So 12 weeks? No.
Something like that, 12. Yeah.
Good God, man.
I noticed there was a lot of editing. You know, they had a lot of fast cut on action when they were he was consulting with his team before and after the break.
Well, they couldn't have had editing, it was live.
Well, so. the way the camera shots, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not edited, but they show this camera, then that camera, then the other camera, so you get different views.
Yep. Yeah. Well, anyway, he didn't take it, and
he didn't take it.
Okay, but I want to know, if you were in his position, each one of you, would you have taken the deal and gone for the dice roll, Adam?
If the team, said sure, if the team said no,
because
I would have gone to the second place team and said, let's cut a deal between us, like the potential HOH from the team number two. I said, you know, if I take this deal and, you know, if I take this deal and lose, will you promise not to put my team up this week? If I do the same for you, if I win, then we'll promise not to put you up this coming week. You know, cut a deal where, you know, try to get the safety one way or the other.
I don't know. Those deals never work. I mean,
and I'm not sure they had the time to do that.
That's the thing. I don't know how much break. They gave them, because we had a commercial break.
Yeah. Moose? But yeah. Sometimes, would you take the deal? Would you take the deal?
No, I would not take the deal.
Right.
And also, you know, when he did the practice and threw the dice, I mean, yes, he made it with only 2 seconds to spare, but that was also without the pressure of having to perform. Right. So I think the chances are that he really would not have made both dice.
Well, and also I feel like you've already won a competition. You're the first person to win HOH. Then if you fail, your team is pissed off at you because you've taken this deal, and they're going to spin it as you being selfish. You know, he just wanted to stay HOH or do whatever, save his own butt for 2 weeks. And then you've got a target on your back because you were the first you would have been the first HOH. And so people are like, he's going to be good at comps. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth risking it. You know, I think a week of being safe is good.
What Big Fatty said was, if the team made a decision as a team, then they really couldn't be upset with him if he lost.
Yeah. They'd still be upset.
You know.
They could still be upset.
Yes, they would still be upset, but I'm saying they wouldn't have a leg to stand on if they were going to argue about it, because they made a decision together. Anyway.
Which, by the way, Julie made a point. Pointed out on more than one occasion that you've already won 2 competitions, Frenchie. Do you want to go for the third one too?
True.
Fucker, she said. I think she thought that. But
all right. So that was the end. That was the end of that episode.
Yes. Yeah, so how did people feel overall about the first episode? Did you like this version, this opening, of this season?
I liked it. I mean, any changes they make, I like, because I like them to shake things up. So I'm cool. Even if they try something and it fails, I would rather them try something and it fail than to just do the same thing every season. So I'm cool with that. I felt like the picking of the teams, and not to be nitpicky about it, but I felt like the picking of the teams was orchestrated. because of the way that they did the slot machines. And I felt like that was still producers kind of trying to pull strings instead of it being just by chance. And I had hoped that it was going to be more by chance so that people would get put together, you know, purely by chance. But it just felt like the producers were like, okay, we're going to put these two girls and we're going to, I felt like there was a little bit of, you know, producing there. So I would have liked that to be different.
I liked it. And I think that the thing I liked the most is that watching that whole first episode, there wasn't a single house guest who had already been there. You know, mm-hmm. we had 16 brand new people. We don't even know them. We don't know their histories, you know. So remember, every year they always have one previous, somebody come back. And it was nice to see 16 brand new people and get to know them from the beginning.
Anyone else with comments on this opening episode?
Did we jot down Judy's proverb?
Oh, her wisdom at the end. Yeah, I didn't jot it down.
Yes.
Well.
Got to get my glasses here. Always experience empathy and wisdom.
Okay.
Namaste.
Oh my God.
If I'm around any of those, I'll be sure to experience them. Yes.
Which means she's going to be doing that every show now.
So, and then I have one more question before we move on.
Maybe that's always exercise. I can't read my own handwriting.
I think it was exercise. I think it was exercise. Now that you say that.
Huh. So before we go into episode two, does anyone have favorites that they had picked from this first episode, people that they thought they liked or would like to see go do well in the show?
Not Xavier episode.
I had Frenchie as a favorite.
Yeah. Moose, you had said what?
Xavier for me.
Xavier.
Mm-hmm. He's very nice looking.
Big fatty.
Is that the only reason why you picked it?
That's it.
Well,
at least he's honest.
Going on nice looking. Christian is kind of my and Kylan,
right?
Caught my eye.
Sam in the hinterlands.
Well, I just on the clips I picked, you know, my top three girls and my top three boys, and what I ended up with is, of course, I'm going with Tiffany because she is the oldest and she is a Labradorian.
Oh, yes.
So, of course, she is my favorite. I don't know that she'll do very well at all, but I like her a lot. And after her in the girls, I like Brittany next most. And then I think mm-hmm. Hannah's going to go places. Mm-hmm. So those are the three girls I like. And the three boys I like are Big D, for sure. I mean, go Philly. And plus, he seems so sweet. I like Big D a lot. And I thought Kylan was very, very cute. But after watching the video clips, I decided he seemed a little phony. And I now favor the other Derek. And I also like Christian. He's right. You know, the girls do like all of that curly hair. Although I suspect assistant general contractor means he's the weed connection for the sites. And I do think Xavier's very pretty, but I'm not sure about his personality. And I had a third. Oh, Big Derek. Yeah, Big Derek Christian. And it turned out not to be Kylan, but the other Derek. Yeah, there you go. So.
Okay. Archer, did you have a favorite who stood out?
Simply for looks, it's Brent.
Oh, no. Archer.
I know. Everybody has a different likes.
All right. Adam Burns.
I didn't have any. I'm still not sure I do, but I did not have any favorites out of the first episode. So.
And Chris. Do you have a favorite, Chris?
Yeah, I said Frenchie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. All right. I had Frenchie too, actually. I was very impressed by him in the first episode, but then, you know, we'll see more about that later.
Right. Speaking of later, let's move on to later, the next episode.
Go ahead. Do you want to go, Sam?
Oh, I'll go for a little bit. I told you I only watched the first part of the episode, but I wanted to point out that we open with Frenchie in the diary room saying, really dumb. It was a hair's width of a donkey's ass crack. Is that it? Hey, I grew up.
He was trying to sound as southern as possible, right?
Yeah, they told him to hick it up.
Yeah, that again, just from my growing up in the areas where he has spent his life, that was all from the producers.
Of course it was.
So you're saying they don't talk like that in Tennessee?
No.
All right.
Didn't he also say in that diary room that he was gunning for the meatheads, he called
meatheads,
them?
Meatheads, that's, yeah. Well, yes. Or at least, yeah, that was when we first got that term.
And that made me think that, like, in his high school days, he was maybe bullied by these meatheads. Mm. You know, like Adam had those issues when he was in high school?
Yeah. It was junior high, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And again, just on that point, I was with him. You know, it's just everything that came later that.
Well, right. He has a lot to say, yeah.
Well, he made deals with everybody to start with, saying, you know, I'm not going to put you up. I'm not going to put you up. I'm not going to put any women up. You know, that was stupid.
He was trying to do Tyler, where he made a make a final twos with everybody. I mean, he didn't do that, but you know, Tyler's strategy was to make deals with everybody away. And
I thought it would have been an interesting strategy for him to side with all the women and not put any women up. Because I've not really seen a guy do that, at least openly or whatever. So I thought, hey, that might be a good strategy, until they start showing us all the times where he had told every other single one of the guys that he wasn't. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute, who's left? Like, well,
that's like the Brent thing when he said, I'm gunning for the meatheads. And then he has that talk with Brent that's like became all emotional, and he had to give him hugs and all this stuff. And then he's like, I can't put him up now. You know, it's like, well, you know, like
The thing that Frenchie sold me on at the very first time he was talking to those women and saying, I'm not going to put you, the women up, was that I'm going to go for the alpha male. I don't want the alpha male to run the show this year. And I was like, that's a great pitch. I think that's the pitch I would have been doing. I was very impressed with that. But then later on, we learned he's, like you say, he's talking to every single person, and all of the people that were on his shit list are now his best buds.
Well, I think it's going to bite him in the ass, because I think everybody's going to be mad at him. Because he's told everybody he's not going to put them up. And then, you know, it's, you know, he told all the women, and even the women he didn't put up at the end are saying, well, he said he wasn't putting any women up, you know, and then, and so all the women are going to be upset. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
This is so interesting. This is just so interesting to me, because it looks like I stopped watching right at the pivot point. Because we had that whole front part where we had to have the recap of the previous show, and then we had the same stuff. Everybody's telling the same stories that they've already told. Hi, I'm so and so, and this is what I do and where I'm from. And we find out that Sarah Beth is pretending to be a voice actress, and that Xavier is hot for Alyssa. And
wait a minute. Xavier is hot for every woman on the show.
But he specifically mentioned Alyssa.
Not to have a showmance. Yeah, he has the no-mance. Yes. And yeah, well, anyway.
I think that's going to be very difficult for him.
Probably, yeah, I think so too. Because, you know, tall, smart, good looking. I mean, there you go. Anyway, what was interesting to me is that Claire, our new one that we don't know much about, said that she was a QA developer, and Derek perked right up. And I thought, oh, let's see what develops out of that. And then we start in on this whole meatheads thing, and he decides, and this is Frenchie talking, and Frenchie holds out the term meathead, and I'm thinking, my goodness, I haven't heard that since I was a kid and Michael Stivic was still on the TV. But he decided that Travis, Brent, Xavier, and Christian are meatheads. and he's got his eye on them. He wants a meathead to go home. And then we take time out and look at the have not room. And Big D really hates the have not room
because he can't fit on any of those beds.
Exactly. You can see why, poor guy. And then we have this big bit about Frenchie and Big D having a ride or die moment. They like bonded right away and they're talking about how they each caught each other's eye and it was just so important and they had this meaningful thing. And we see them totally doing this. Yeah, yeah, you're my ride or die. You're my ride or die. We've got a final two right now. And I'm thinking, well, you know, this could be really interesting.
You know, Frenchie... And they haven't mentioned him having a wife. They've mentioned him having children. He gives me kind of a gay farmer vibe. I don't know if anyone else got that, but he gives me this gay farmer.
Oh, totally. I think he if the wife's around, it's yeah, but still. Yeah, I totally have that vibe as well.
I don't know. I've known a lot of gay farmers in my life. That's all I'm going to say.
And yeah, but there was a wife in the pre-roll.
Okay. That's right. I was just thinking about that. I thought they showed his wife.
It did.
I'm not. Look, he may not be gay or he may not proclaim to be gay, but I get the vibe is all I'm saying.
Sure. I agree. He could totally be gay.
You want to go for a roll in the hay with him is what you're saying?
He's not bad looking. He's, you know, I've had worse. You know,
not my type.
Haven't we all?
My cup of tea.
So yeah, I mean, you know, but that's another. You know, that could be another reason why maybe he has a little hankering and he's like, oh, this, or maybe not a hankering, maybe, you know, he's like, oh, they, nobody will know because I'm a farmer, but I really get along with Big D because we're both, you know, the homos. So I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Can I just throw in another quick thing? I'm just sitting here Googling while we're talking. And apparently, Frenchie had one of his sons who died 5 years ago.
Oh. So, I was going to ask him about that because he wears this little thing around his neck that looks like an urn. I wonder if he has some of the ashes of his kid in that little necklace thing.
Oh, good. He'll use that later on. Somebody who is not gay is the flight attendant who Archer likes.
Brent, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's not gay.
Right.
He's very physically fit, though.
Beautiful.
Did anybody notice in the HOH room the fridge with the brand name Galanz? G-A-L-A-N-Z. Has anyone heard of this before?
No.
Galanz?
I don't look at the brand names on the appliances.
Was that the same kind of refrigerator that Daniel needs to fix in his trailer?
I don't know. I don't know. Do you know about that brand or...
No, I just thought I don't know about that brand. I was asking if anybody did. If it's a trailer fridge, it's probably a Dometic. For Daniel's fridge is a Dometic.
It is. It was actually that does sound correct. So yeah.
Yeah. Should I take over, Sam?
Please, yes.
Okay. And then we got to see Christian sporting cornrows, which just turned me off of Christian 100%.
Me too. As soon as he did that, I'm like, oh, that looks terrible on him.
Yeah. What is
well, you know, I'm sure he didn't do it. One of the girls did it. You know, yeah, they're Tiffany walking around bored, and they always do stuff like that. So,
I think there was something on one of the chat things that said that the producers have asked him not to do that because it changes his look too much from his, you know.
Original
basic
look
picture. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I did check, Faye. You can buy one of those refrigerators at Best Buy. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
All right, thanks. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the wild card competition unless anybody has anything else they want to talk about before we get to the comp,
I just have one quick thing. I wrote it down here. At the end of the first show, but it actually showed up in the second show when they were all like, because all the women look, not just the women, but they all look like they're sweaty. When you see them in the diary room, they're all like shiny and sweaty. So I'm wondering how hot it is in there because all the women, as soon as they took off their makeup, they look a lot worse than they did in their original pictures. Did anybody notice that stuff?
There was talk in the chat room in the chat also, I guess from the feeds, that they were complaining that it was hot.
Okay. Yeah, they all look sweaty.
Big Brother didn't pay the bill, so AC wasn't working.
Okay, so we have the wild card competition, and in this competition, one person gets safety. Again, a lot of rules. There's just a lot of rules in these risk and reward.
That's because they asked me to write the contest this year. I don't know if you guys knew that, but
oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Next week, those rules will change.
So if you're not in the HOH team, then the other three teams play for this safety. They have to nominate one person from their team to play in the competition. And then that person could feasibly get safety. But you can
only... Do they know what the competition is before they do the nomination or after?
I don't know.
Like, do they have any idea when the team picks who's going to play?
I don't think they knew what the competition was before. No. They were just picking who's going to be in it. No.
Ah, that's interesting.
I don't even remember what the
phone and keys,
the wallet, right? Okay, we'll get to that. So, but you can only play once. So, if you play now in the first game of the season, you're never going to be able to play again unless every person in the house has played. And if a team cannot nominate a person to play, then it's a random draw and you get picked out of a hat to go and play. All right. So the queens, the kings, and the aces all have to play this game. Kyland for the queens, the nonprofit organizer, charity guy. He plays. Christian with the cornrows plays. And then the aces team couldn't decide who was going to play. And Hannah was chosen out of that team. Do you want me to go through that team again? The aces.
And she was not happy.
Yes. Whitney, Brent, Derek, X, the Asian cutie, and Hannah. And Hannah got chosen out of that team.
I feel like it doesn't bode well for a team if they can't make a decision together on the first competition that they have to make a decision. It just seems like, you know, there's so much, I don't know. That just felt like I would want to make a decision because it seems like there's already a wedge there, you know?
Well, I think they were a little scared because they didn't know what the competition was going to be. So maybe everybody on the team was like, I don't want to do something like, you know, sit in a tub with spiders or something. I don't know. But I would think that has something to do with them being nervous about getting picked for that.
So the competition was that these three people had to find, they had to go into this room, a hotel room where a party was happening or had happened. They had to find their keys, their wallet, and a cell phone in the hotel room. But if they made too much noise, they would have points against them. And there was an audio noise monitor that if you went over 80 decibels or something like that, you'd get points against you. So my question
And it was a time competition, and if they went over the 5-minute mark, the penalties increase exponentially.
Right. My question was, who was the gay man who dressed these people for this competition? Like, they were wearing
that sparkly pants,
plastic, yeah, like reflective pants and mesh T-shirts. So
it was sort of ABBA from the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. And they weren't nice tight pants. They were just awful.
Ugly pants.
Ugly pants. So not a payoff. Anyway. So everyone goes through. They have to go through this room. There's beer cans piled up behind the doors. There's a coffee table with taco chips on it. They have to get a cell phone out of the champagne fountain, which is likely to fall all over the place. So there's all these sort of traps to make noise for these people. So Kyland, our nonprofit organizer dude, got 486 points overall. Hannah got 414 points, and Christian won with 125 points. So he won safety.
And this is where we, you know, Frenchie's plan just goes down the toilet, because he was going to, Christian was the meathead that he was going to put up at this point.
Exactly. And then he spun the thing.
Apparently the only.
Not only that, yeah. Not only that, but then as the winner of this competition, you get to spin the wheel to see if you can take one, two, or three people from your team into safety. So he spins the wheel of fortune, ticker, ticka, 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 tick, and he gets to pick one more player to come with him. He only gets a one. So he picks Xavier. Again, Frenchie, not pleased, because Frenchie wanted Xavier and Christian and Archer's boyfriend to get Brent. Kicked out.
Is it, you Brent. Know, I found it interesting also that Christian said, I don't know if it was diary room, but it was an aside with Christian. He didn't say it to everyone. And he said, I chose Xavier because the other two girls were already safe because Frenchie had told them that he wouldn't put them up. And so another thing, another reason you don't go around telling everyone openly that they're not going to be on the block and that they're safe, because Christian knew that he and Xavier were probably the only two that hadn't been told that. And so then he's like, oh, I'm going to make sure I save him as well.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So that was that. So that's that safety game. The wild card competition. And then Frenchie, we come back from commercial. Frenchie is roaming around like some sort of a creep looking for nominees, I presume. I don't know. He was just like all over the house trying to scope things out or get an earful or something. He was
he's manic.
Oh, is that what it is?
I mean, he's just, oh my God, you know.
Okay. Any comments? Does anybody have any comments on the game, the wild card competition, or Frenchie roaming around the house?
No, I guess I would just say about him roaming around, it's hard. It certainly looked like he was being annoying. However, that could have been editing. So I'm not really, because he could have been doing that for a minute or something, and they just edited it together in a way that made it look like he was just going around the house for hours, you know? So we don't really know.
According to the boards, they're all saying he needs to stop talking.
Yep.
You know, and that he is, you know, he and Sarah Beth are now competing for the most batshit crazy in the house.
So batshit crazy Frenchie nominates Kyland and Alyssa, because that's basically the only people who are left, partly, but.
And Alyssa is pissed.
You know, it's interesting, and I don't know if this is a thing, and I don't want to make it a thing, but it's a white male HOH nominating two people of color already. First nomination.
Well, if you want to discuss that, the very first competition, when they were deciding who was going to be the team leaders, those all four of those were white people.
The plot thickens.
And even though there's what, one, two, three, at least four or five people of color on the show. So, I mean, doesn't bode well. But anyway, go ahead.
So, Frenchie, in his nomination speech, said that he had a dream that he went fishing and he needs good bait. And I didn't understand. So, one of these two people is bait? Like, who is Kyland bait? Or who? What does that mean?
Kyland was the bait.
And Alyssa is a pawn?
Well, no, he wants to get rid of Alyssa.
Alyssa's the bait.
If you remember when they were sitting on the couch, and that's when he was going around and he sat down with these like six or seven other people, and one of the guys started asking people what they would do or something like that, and Alyssa said something one way, and then Frenchie all of a sudden he gets this thing in his head like, oh, she's aligning herself with Christian. So, you know, that's how, I think that's when he got it in his head that he's going to go ahead and nominate her.
I can't get Christian, I'm going to get the next best thing, I think.
Yeah. Right. So he's going after Alyssa because she's the bait to get Christian off the team or off the out of the house. All right, and that's the end of my notes. Do we want to talk about the overall feeling of the first two episodes?
Well, I definitely think the second one was much better than the first.
Yeah, well, I, like
you
I said,
know the, everybody a little bit better by yeah. the second.
True.
Well, if the live one had had more noise in the background, it would have been much better. But yeah, I agree. The second one was better.
Well, and also in the second one, there were several people who didn't get very much screen time, like Sarah Beth.
Thank God.
And Claire. I don't remember seeing too much of Claire at all.
Hannah didn't get much either.
And Hannah didn't. Well, she was in the wild card competition.
Yeah.
But I just think that there's.
Travis actually didn't get much either.
Yep. Yeah. So I just thought, you know, their editor's already at it.
Well, and there's 16 of them, so it, right. it's easier yeah. as time goes along. So
right.
Yeah.
So does anyone have feelings about who now after episode two, who they would like to see in the final two or finals or mm-hmm. any good
I think it's still vibes. Way too early.
I do too.
So, and then, so bringing us to that then, if it's too early, are we having a contest? Do we have any info on the contest, Adam Burns?
Well, we are going to have a contest, but surely because I don't have anyone selected yet, we're waiting until we're going to select our teams on the next recording. So you guys should have your teams. But what we did, I'll just let you guys know what we did if you don't remember. Mm. We can select, we can have duplicates. So we're not doing the thing about, you know, we each have to have unique people. But what you're going to select, this is what I want you guys to think about, guys and girl, to think about is you want your competition beast or comp beast. You want your most likely to succeed, and you want your fan favorite is what you're going to select. And you get points. Comp Beast is you get points for the most wins. Fan favorite, you get a point. It's just a point for the one who wins fan favorite. And most likely to succeed, you get a point for the person who wins the overall competition. And so we'll tally those up as we go. We won't start counting, especially on the comp beast, until we actually have selected our teams so that there won't be any, you know, you won't be able to pick someone who's already gotten points, basically. And then I don't know. The only thing that I may change, not change, but add, and I don't know yet. If anyone's creative, you can send me an email and let me know. But I wanted to do something risk versus reward at some point in the season for us. But because I thought it would be cool because it's kind of the theme of the season. But I haven't thought of anything yet. So if anyone thinks of a cool idea, you can let me know. But something where we can do a risk versus reward and maybe add more points or something like that to our tally. So, the base game is most likely to succeed. Comp beast and fan favorite, and you want to select those, and we can have duplicates. That doesn't matter.
Can the reward be being locked in the have not room with the cute guy from Hawaii? That guy.
I don't have any control over that, but sure, Faye.
Travis.
Sure,
Travis.
Yeah.
Do we know how long they're going to stay in these four member teams?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. Okay.
Well, I felt like they said it was going to be teams for the full season. So are they going to? There aren't.
No,
so,
they'll break it up eventually. Yeah,
they have to.
Well, I thought maybe they may have smaller and smaller teams or something. But I thought they were going to do teams the whole season.
Yeah,
but I guess I'm wrong.
Are voted off. Some of the teams are going to get smaller.
Yeah.
So, in terms of thinking about your comp bees likely to succeed and fan favorite, they don't have to be from one of those from an individual team. We can pick from all over.
You can pick from all over. You okay. do. It does not have to be from a team.
Okay.
All right.
Anybody want some spoilers?
Oh.
Yes.
I'll stay.
Okay.
I'll stay for the spoilers this one time.
All right. So, they have power of veto. Derek X wins power of veto, and evidently Frenchie is super batshit crazy now, and he's putting pressure on Derek to use the power of veto, and Derek feels like all this pressure's on him, if you know, batshit crazy. So anyway, he uses the power of veto on Kyland. Mm-hmm. And the replacement nominee is Travis.
No.
Yes.
No.
Bum, bum, bum.
So now it's Travis and Alyssa. One of them will go home.
Right. And the it's looking like, and 1 minute Frenchie's saying, you know, Travis, you're going to be okay. And then he's going, oh, we got to protect Alyssa. And so he's maniacal.
But I thought he wanted Alyssa out. Why is he now saying,
just shows how crazy he is.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You know, now I don't even remember.
Here's another thing. Evidently, he's not sleeping in the HOH room.
Where is he sleeping?
Well, just in one of the regular beds.
In the barn.
In the barn.
Is he sleeping?
Well.
I can say, aren't all the other beds taken?
That's an excellent excellent question. Well, yeah, because they had to sleep. He didn't get the HOH room the first night, I don't think.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
At the end of the show. That was his thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe.
I would think if I were a little unscrupulous that having my contestants, you know, not necessarily take all of their psychoactive meds the way they ought to isn't necessarily awful, because it'd make great TV.
Well, it's they're all raising eyebrows about Frenchie, so I don't think he's going to be in there much
longer. It's all
fun and games till he tries to stab somebody.
Right.
Well, on the Twitter feed, it's the same thing. It's all about Frenchie talking to everybody and talking too much, and you know, yeah.
Remember the girl who said she was going to stomp somebody
who is not taking their antipsychotic.
Somebody's head into the curb and break their teeth out or something. I don't remember that. All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap it up here.
So Wednesday and then Live Eviction Thursday.
All right.
And by the way, Love Island is also on.
I tried to watch that today. It was awful.
I watched the first 8 minutes of it. Awful. Oh, trash. Speaking of trash,
Faye, where can you be reached?
Look for me at the Pink Wheelnuts podcast, pinkwheelnuts.com.
Moose, where can you be reached?
I'm going to bed pretty soon.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
What about you, Chris?
I can't.
And Sam, where can
I'm
we...
Sam in the H on Twitter.
And Archer?
You can find me at archer.com, A-R-C-H-E-R-R.com.
All right.
And at the Apple Store.
Fatty, where could we find you?
Well, you can find me here next Monday night on But First.
All right. Okay, well, you can find me lots of places. One of them is geekygay.com. You can find us at buttfirstpodcast.com, where we're all going to be selecting our teams. You can find a lot more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. And from outside the Big Brother house, I'm Adam Burns Moonves. Good night, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.